Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. As you've probably all figured out by now, I'm a pretty big nature fan, and I'm wondering, what's the weirdest thing you guys have ever found while hiking in the woods? I have to admit, the message I got from Luke definitely ranks up there with the weirdest things I've ever heard of found in the woods. You guys want to hear about it? Why don't you sit back, relax, and tune in for the stairs. I found the stairs in the middle of nowhere. I shouldn't have climbed them. Hello everyone, my name is Luke, and I'm sending this in to hopefully get some help, or at least some knowledge about what's happening and how I should deal with this nightmare. It all began a few days ago when I was taking a stroll through the woods behind my house. No, I don't live in the middle of nowhere like a Neanderthal, but in a small, quiet neighborhood just outside the big city. The woods are also pretty safe, as the area I live in has more insects than mammals. I don't usually take these strolls, as forests creep me out ever since I was little, but sometimes I need to clear my head, and this was one of those days. After having the most boring and tiring night shift, I slept until early noon, and I only woke up because my phone made a ping noise, letting me know I had a notification. Having an unfair fight with my eyelids, I barely managed to open them enough to read the text. It was from my girlfriend. The text, more like a whole paragraph, basically said she needed some time to herself and that we should take a break. Of course, she added the classic, "It's not you, it's me." I knew what this meant, most likely a breakup. I texted her back, supporting her even though my heart ached as a heavy flow of memories of us hit me like a truck. I got out of bed, my mood killing the need for sleep, and ate some leftovers from yesterday. I was trying to keep myself occupied so as not to think about the only person in the world that kept me sane, now breaking up with me. I remembered the woods behind my house, and the trail that led to the forest. Against my better judgment, I decided to take a stroll through the woods to clear my head and let nature calm me down. I put on a pair of black jeans, a white t-shirt, a black zip-up hoodie, and my beat-up Air Force Ones before leaving the house and heading down the trail. I was pretty familiar with the forest, as I've taken more than a few walks beforehand, so I wasn't worried about getting lost. The weather was clear as the bright yellow bulb shined its blinding light through the sea-like sky. It was unusually hot for autumn. Leaves were starting to fall, seeing them in their different decaying stages, some green freshly fallen, others yellow or brown, forming the crunchy colorful carpet that I was walking on. Adding to this, the fresh air and slight breeze hitting my skin was refreshing. The birds were chirping while sitting on their different branches. I even saw a squirrel climb into their winter shelter. I checked my watch. 2 p.m. I was getting pretty close to the point of the trail where I usually stopped before turning around to go back to my house. But this time, I decided to go in further. I'll walk till 3 p.m., then I'll turn back, is what I told myself, not knowing that this single decision would change my life forever. I walked around about 15 more minutes before I noticed something strange. The silence. What I mean by that isn't the peacefulness of the forest with its occasional sounds. No, I mean a complete and utter silence. There were no birds, no leaves hushing around in the gust of the gentle wind. Nothing. I stopped dead in my tracks, a cold chill running down my spine. A sudden, uncontrollable panic settled in as I looked around rapidly. My eyes were dancing in my surroundings before they landed on something. Something that didn't make the situation any better. In the middle of the trees, about 15 feet or so from the trail were stairs? Yeah, what looked like a flight of stairs taken out of an office building were sitting ridiculously in front of me, in the middle of the forest. About 10 concrete stairs along with a guardrail, looking brand new as if they'd just been copy-pasted there, went up to nothing. At the top of the stairs were nothing. I checked my watch to look at the time, but instead of the blue digital numbers, there were lines and dots, as if the watch had broken out of nowhere. My panicky state was getting worse. I had to calm down. I had to think rationally, so I did the only thing reasonable at the time. I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, hoping that when I opened them again, everything would be back to normal. I was now the moron of every horror movie. I should have turned 180 degrees and bolted down the way I came. After some seconds went by, I opened my eyes again, calmer and full of hope. But as soon as my vision came back, the flight of stairs did as well. Well, that's not making this better, I mumbled to myself. My mind instinctively rushed to try and make sense of how they were there. An old house, maybe? But it couldn't be. The stairs looked brand new, and the ground around them looked normal and undisturbed. Trying to make sense of the situation didn't help at all, and the sun was beginning to go the other way, signaling it was going to be afternoon in an hour or so. I spun around to leave, something about them making me want to get closer, to analyze. I don't know how to describe the feeling. Something within me just wanted to get closer, and I couldn't resist. As soon as I was next to them, everything felt weird. The air felt heavier. The silence got morbidly worse. I couldn't even hear my own pulse. My panicky state suddenly went away, an unusual calmness overcoming it. I analyzed them like a crazy architect, looking behind them, at their corners. Every bit of surface they had was looked over. If anyone were to be on the trail at that moment, they would have thought I was insane. Then, out of nowhere, I made the worst decision of my life. I climbed them. As soon as I got to the top, everything went dark, like the sun exploded and the world transformed into an eternal void. I woke up hours later, because when I opened my eyes, the sun was almost set, the moon slowly appearing over the horizon. I was sweaty, sitting on the cold forest floor, the stairs nowhere to be found. I looked around, confused. Did I dream it all? The voice in my head asked me. It couldn't have been a dream. It seemed too real. And why would I even decide to take a nap just off the trail? Nothing made sense. Nothing would make sense anymore. I got up, dusted myself off, and slowly began to walk to my house. I got back to town. It was colder now. It was nearly midnight. The lights on the street lamps were shining a bright mustard yellow light, illuminating the sidewalk and a little bit of the street as well. The night sky was just as clear as it was during the day, littered with tiny, sparkly stars, though, making it look like a beautifully painted canvas. I got back to my house, and strangely, the lights were on. Huh, I muttered to myself, a little confused. I was just about to put the keys in the lock before I saw the handle being pressed. I snapped back and hid behind one of my garden bushes so I wouldn't be seen. What came out of my house was impossible. It was me. I was walking out of my house, but I was already outside. My head started to hurt. My mind was spinning. It didn't make sense. How could there be another me? It couldn't have been possible. But there I was, walking out with a smile on my face, heading to my car after I locked the door. I got a glimpse of my face. It looked the same as mine, but there was something off. I couldn't pinpoint what, but something was definitely off about it. My second self got in my car and left, and as soon as they left, I went to my house with no hesitation. It was still the same as I had left it, but the atmosphere felt wrong. I looked around, checking to see if any furniture was moved, if anything was missing, but everything was in place. I even checked the fire hook next to the fireplace was missing, and it wasn't. Then I looked at the photos of myself, and everything started to spin again. I picked up one of the small wood frames to take a closer look. It was me, smiling, next to my dog who died 7 years ago. The dog was fine, but my smile, it seemed fake. It looked fake. To anyone else, the difference would be impossible to spot, but for me, it was clear as day. I don't know for how long I looked at the photo before I heard the keys clicking in the door. Me, the thing, was back. I put the framed photograph back and went in to hide. As soon as it walked into the house, the air got heavy again, like it did when I went next to the stairs. The footsteps stopped suddenly, the tension crushing me. I closed my eyes, repeating in my mind that this couldn't be real. Then I heard it speak.
"Come out, Luke. I know you're there."
I opened my eyes, frozen in place, my heart pounding out of my chest. How did it know I'm here? Did it see me? No, it didn't. I was hidden from the windows and the door. Then it clicked. I left the door unlocked after my double had locked it. I said to myself. It spoke again.
"Are you going to make this easy, or are you going to make me come get you?"
It said with a cold chuckle. I couldn't run. It would spot me, and God only knew what I was dealing with, so I did the only thing I could have in the situation. I slowly forced my body up to face it.
"There you are,"
it said with a creepy smile spread across its face. I couldn't say anything. How could I? Myself was talking to me, eyes to eyes. My own world was crumbling upon me.
"I know this is weird to you, but you did it yourself, Luke. All because you're a curious moron,"
it said, its smile now fading away. How? I finally managed to mutter. Out of all the things I could have said, I settled on how? Great.
"Are you serious? Don't you remember climbing those stairs?"
The thing spoke, keeping an eye on me. So, I wasn't dreaming, I thought, feeling the blood flow through me. I couldn't move, barely managed to stay on my feet. I felt dizzy.
"Now your past, present, and future is mine,"
the double me said, starting to laugh.
"And I'll make sure you don't mess anything up,"
it continued, and before I knew it, I was getting tackled, the thing on top of me pinning me to the ground. Its hands now transformed from normal human hands to sharp, hairy claws. Its eyes went from looking like my emerald green to a crazed red, like the creature hadn't slept in days. Its nose now looked more like it belonged to a dog or a deer. The body began to twitch unnaturally, all while worms crawled through its dark hair. Some even got on my face, making me yelp instinctively. I also found out why the air was so heavy around it. The stench oozing from its body almost made me throw up. It smelled like rotten corpses, like death. Before I knew it, what I can only guess were my original primal instincts kicked in, fueled by adrenaline and panic, I grabbed the creature by the neck, and it laughed.
"To do you think you can choke me out, Luke? You're dead.
It grinned, its teeth now yellow with two sharp fangs at the edges of its mouth. My hands came down, trying to punch the thing away, but I couldn't reach it. It started choking me. I looked around for a smidgen of hope, knowing my life was about to end. We were close to the fireplace, and I saw the fire hook. It looked reachable. The thing was too busy trying to kill me to see that I was trying to get to my only hope. I was about to give up when my fingers touched it. I was feeling the claws under my skin, the thing choking me harder and harder. I finally gripped the hook, hitting it with all the power I had left, straight in the head. The creature shrieked as it stumbled back. In my rush of adrenaline, I got up, taking deep breaths as I felt blood dripping from my neck while air flowed through my body once again. As fast as the thing stumbled back, it charged again, but this time it didn't manage to get me. I pointed the sharp end of the hook at it, impaling its arm. The creature fell to the ground, dropping my car keys from its pocket. I saw them and made a run for it, grabbing my keys and rushing out of my house. I shakily but quickly unlocked my car. I got in, starting the car, and backed out of my driveway, then floored it down the road. Behind me, I heard something grab the trunk just before I managed to get away. It was the creature, but it didn't manage to fully grab it, so it lost its grip. I got away. I kept driving, and I didn't stop until I was out of town. I'm now stopped at a hotel, but I'm planning to get on the road again. I don't know what to do. I'm still shaken and terrified for my life, for my existence. I've tried calling my friends, my family, but all of them thought I was joking. I even tried 911, but they don't believe me either. They said that calling the emergency line for a prank is a finable offense and not to do it again. Nobody believed me, and that's another reason why I came here, to hopefully find someone that understands what's happening and maybe help me. If no one has experienced this, all I can tell you, no matter how much, how tempted you are, never approach stairs you see in the middle of the woods, or anywhere they aren't supposed to be. And that, lovely listeners, is the story behind the stairs. So, what have you guys seen out in the middle of the woods? Or have you seen stairs somewhere else they're not supposed to be? Either way, you should tell me all about it. You can find me on the socials at Haunted Horror Historian, or you can always send me an email directly at hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. Well, I think that's about enough for this week. So, until next time, listeners, stay spooky, and remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.